Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, August 3rd, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Google Maps now shares your battery life when you share your location with someone. Android police discovered hints of this feature in the Google Maps beta earlier this year, and it now seems to be widely available. Blade is expanding its Shadow cloud-based PC gaming service to 18 states in the eastern U.S. For $35 a month, Shadow gives access to a powerful gaming PC in the cloud that can be played with low latency from almost any device with an internet connection. Blade is also launching an app called Shadow Beyond for Android and iOS that lets you launch right into games without needing to navigate the Windows operating system. Verizon announced it is the exclusive carrier for the $480 6-inch Moto Z3 phone. It will become the first phone able to upgrade to 5G when a 5G Moto mod with the Qualcomm X50 modem inside launches in 2019. Verizon plans to have 5G available in 4 U.S. cities by the end of this year. Epic Games is making its Android version of Fortnite Battle Royale available from its website, not through the Google Play Store. Epic Games CEO Tim Sweeney told TechCrunch, "We believe gamers will benefit from competition among software sources on Android." Google also keeps 30% of all in-app purchases for games distributed through its store. The Android launch of Fortnite is planned for sometime this summer. China's ByteDance has decided to close the Musical.ly app and merge it and its users into the app TikTok. Users will still be able to share lip-sync videos, as well as use video capture and editing tools. A new feature to both apps called Reaction will be added as well. Existing Musical.ly accounts, the content you have on it, and your followers will automatically move to the new TikTok app when you update the current Musical.ly app. Huawei raised its forecast for 2018 smartphone shipments to 200 million and believes it can become the world's top shipper of smartphones by the end of next year. Huawei passed Apple to become number 2 to Samsung this last quarter. The U.S. FCC approved new rules that will let companies access utility poles faster. That would increase speed and reduce the cost of rolling out new service. The rules, called One Touch Make Ready, let companies attach wires to poles without having to wait for other companies to come move their wires. The rules might also help wireless carriers upgrading equipment to 5G. The new rules apply only to privately owned poles, not ones owned by cities, and only apply in the 30 states that follow federal guidelines. States are allowed to opt out. They also only apply to telecommunications and TV service, probably not internet, as internet is no longer classified as a common carrier, though internet service providers usually also provide telecommunications. Consumer Intelligence Research Partners issued a report estimating that Amazon now has 70% of the U.S. smart speaker market as of the end of June. Google makes up 24%, and Apple has 6%, though Apple's HomePod was only on sale for a few months in the period. A report from the UK's YouGov estimated about 10% of people in the UK illegally download music, but that's down from 18% in 2013. 22% of those who download illegally say they expect to stop within the next 5 years. People surveyed for the report indicated that streaming services are now easier than pirating for most of them. 44% of those who download illegally right now say they only do so when a song is not available on their streaming service. A report in the journal NJP Digital Medicine describes a therapy for autism using Google Glass. Facial recognition notifies the wearer what emotion it detects on faces in view. 12 of 14 children with autism in the study showed more eye contact after using Google Glass, though the study did not have a control group, so further study with more participants and a control group are now indicated. The Overwatch League is expanding for the 2019 season with an expected 6 new teams. The first two were announced officially Thursday for Atlanta and Guangzhou. Media company Cox Enterprises and financial strategy company Province will own the Atlanta franchise, and Nanking Group, which also owns the Guangzhou Lions basketball team, will own the Guangzhou Overwatch team. ESPN reports the asking price for the new franchises is somewhere between $30 and $60 million. ESPN also reports a yet-to-be-announced Paris franchise would be owned by former LA Dodgers owner Frank McCourt. The Overwatch World Cup begins August 17th. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.